This is Conor Lennon from UN News. At the beginning of 2019, the UN's peacekeeping mission in Cyprus, or UNFACYP, became the first mission in the history of the organisation to be led solely by women. Mission Chief Elizabeth Spehar, Senior Police Advisor Anne-Kristin Kvilkvall, and Force Commander Major General Cheryl Pierce. Together, the three women oversee more than 1,000 military, police and civilian staff supervising the ceasefire line, maintaining the buffer zone and working to find a political solution to the ongoing differences between the Greek and Turkish Cypriots. However, this development took place against the backdrop of an ongoing gender imbalance in UN peacekeeping. Today, just 5% of all uniformed personnel in the field are women. Major General Pierce of Australia told May Jakob from UN News that despite the milestone the all-female leadership of UNFACYP represents, the idea of breaking a glass ceiling is not something that she thinks about very often.
I joined as a military officer. That I am female is who I am. It's not what I do. And so every step through my career, there have been lots of firsts, the first of integrated training in the Australian Army, the first to go to operational units. All of those opportunities have been a generational change. And so coming into the UN and to be selected as the Force Commander in UNFACYP was for me a great opportunity to continue to pursue a career that I love. And I see it as myself as a military officer, working with some wonderful colleagues, whether male or female, is what I strive to do. And to have such competent colleagues as in the SRSG, as well as our senior police advisor being female, has been great to work with. But equally, I would say I'm also very been fortunate to work alongside some really great male leaders as well.
Are there perceptions that you have to fight against?
People will have perceptions when they look at you and when they'll judge you. And I've now learnt to accept that I'll be judged by what I do and what I don't do. Mm. It's having the belief in myself about what my strengths are and what my intent is and what my vision and my purpose is, which will then align to where I'll be focused. And from that, from a perception perspective, I disregard it very quickly. I don't focus in on what other people will think about it because I'm a female. I'd be much more happy that I am judged about being a good military commander.
Mm-hmm. You are only the second force commander to lead UN peacekeeping troops. Land also in Cyprus, like I mentioned before. What is it about the mission or the leaders that the mission attracts that makes it such a standout?
Look, I sat for a competitive selection against some, I'm sure, very great male colleagues and, was very fortunate to have the opportunity to lead in Cyprus. When I think about it, why Cyprus? I think it is very much, it's a small mission. It's quite a political mission with a small force. And my collaborative approach, my authentic style and my working with colleagues at all different levels from the strategic to the tactical aligns with my strengths. And for that, I think I would say that my predecessors have also identified and connected to that. But equally, I've also commanded in Afghanistan, where we are in a predominantly operational environment with the majority being males, and I've equally found that to be professionally rewarding as well. So I really could not value add on that question.
Between 1957 and 1989, only 20 uniformed women served as UN peacekeepers. By 2020, the Security Council wants to double the number of women in peacekeeping operation. How do you feel about that?
Look, I think setting targets is really a great way to focus people's tempo in generating military capability that involves females, and we need to remain focused on that. But it happens over a generation, and not only in developing individuals, we have to set them up for success. And to do that, we do it in a number of different ways. It's training them, recruiting, retaining them and training them so that they feel like that they can value add and have a sense of purpose, that we're setting them up for success and empowering them as individuals. In addition to that, we actually have to set up an inclusive and diverse environment. We don't need to change the females to fit into a male environment. We actually need to set the culture within the environment we're working. And for that, we need to make sure that the framework from our education of the personnel that we have within the mission, as well as the facilities and infrastructure that we have, is set up to accommodate whether it be gender or really a diverse workforce, and to create the conditions so that they can succeed. And the best way to continue to increase the numbers is by word of mouth. People say, I've had a great deployment. I really felt like I had a sense of purpose. I felt empowered to do my job. I was trained to the best of my ability, and I had the opportunity to do my job well. Mm-hmm. And for that, I think, is the best fathom of success, and to continue to build the numbers as we go forward. And in UNFACCP, we're ahead of the guidance that's been provided. We're sitting just under 19% overall within the headquarters within the mission. Within the mission totally, we're sitting at 10.4, I think, was the numbers in May. And so we're ahead of the guidance that's been provided, but that doesn't mean we just stop. It's a continual working with the troop contributing countries to look at what they can contribute to UNFACCP. And for me, it's not about a specialised capability, it's about military capability. And females, along with good males, if they're trained well, if they are the right fit for the mission, is a great outcome for me as a force commander.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier your work in NATO and Afghanistan. You also was in Timor-Leste. Tell us what lesson learned you brought with you to Cyprus.
The one for Cyprus has actually been part of my whole career. And it is about what is it that makes me have the passion to do what I do. And I think if you have a passion and an enthusiasm for every appointment you do, it becomes infectious. And if we can empower, and for me, good leadership is about empowering those around you and giving them a sense of purpose and a value add. But also think that what we're looking for now in good leaders is that value-based, ethical leadership style where we're looking for authenticity, we're looking for respect, and we're looking for those environments where people get the opportunity to extend themselves, to challenge themselves, but also to feel confident that they'll be backed up. And so whether it's been East Timor as a young officer, my recent experience in Afghanistan as a forces commander, or here in Cyprus, it's that same skill set and that same approach that I take in every different mission. And I work with my colleagues, I work with whether it be the NATO Operation Resolute Support, or the now within Cyprus, within both my within the military force, but also in the broader community, the diplomatic and the political environment, is to have that same approach. And that authenticity of who I am and what I can bring to an environment is really important.
Mm-hmm. What personal experience shaped you? Did you want to be a force commander when you were a little girl?
Look, I probably didn't even know what a force commander was, if I was honest, May. What it was I grew up in a small country town in a part of Australia called South Australia. And for me, it was about, I knew I wanted to be something of bigger than myself, to serve in some capacity. I just didn't really have a strong understanding of the military. That opportunity came up. I grabbed that opportunity, and I've never really looked at it as in what do I want to do in 10 or 20 or 30 years' time. But I look back and reflect, because it has been over 30 years now, and I've loved every moment of my journey. And I sort of have a philosophical approach that life is about opportunities and choices, and it's up to you. You'll have many opportunities presented, and it's your choice about what you choose to do through your career. And I've been very blessed through people who have believed in me to have that opportunity to have a full career in the military.
Now, I learned that you have two daughters, right?
I do.
What do you tell them to let them know and feel confident that they can achieve anything they put their mind into?
Very much simple. Be the best you that can be. The world is there for you to take. Find something, you know, it is a bit of a mantra. Do what you love and love what you do, and it will never feel like a day job. It will be a passion for you for life, and it may not be the same thing over a lifetime, which really has for me, but it will be something that you want to wake up every day, and it's something greater than yourself. You need to feel like you're part of something larger than just a self-focused approach to life.